Your home for Eagles football in South Jersey. 97.3 WENJ, Millville. 97.3 ESPN.com.
Pick Wazoo in a game, but I'm picking them in the upset this week. I think Connor Holliday.
This is Sports Bash Saturday with Matt Hammond on 97.3 ESPN FM. Now, here's Matt Hammond.
And a good afternoon, a happy Saturday to you here from the ESPN studios. It's the Sports Bash Saturday, 97.3 ESPN FM. I'm Matt Hammond, taking you till 12 o'clock. We are totally slammed, stuffed to the gills today with content for you, getting you ready for Eagles-Bucks, 1 o'clock tomorrow, 97.3 ESPN FM, your home for the Eagles. At Rap Sheet on Twitter, just confirming the game will go on as planned. We won't be giving you any more lectures on MRSA. Bacteria contagion. You sat through the bad movie once. You don't have to do it again. The game will go on as planned, according to Ian Rappaport on Twitter. Later this hour, 12:30, the fantasy football fix. Make sure to get at us with your starts, sits, your biggest conundrums of the week. 609-573-3776. Text ESPN in the message to 89,000 at MKH973 on Twitter. Next hour, a follow-up edition of Wise Up, pointing out for you where the wise guys got it wrong. Not bad in the first week. 4-2. Brush the shoulder off a little bit. We can pick a game. We hope to be doing that for you for the rest of the season. College football talk, as always, we'll be getting you ready for this slate of games. The biggest storylines thus far in the season. But we start with this. Last week, Mike Vick goes out. Nick Foles comes in, 2 touchdowns, 197 yards. All of a sudden, we have a quarterback controversy. Your first reaction, you know what it was. It was a smirk, a grin, a smile. You were happy. You had the dirt, the juice, the sex appeal you wanted. Everybody loves a quarterback controversy, just like everybody loves a good train wreck. Could be an accident on the side of the road, you stop and rubberneck. Could be a pop culture icon unraveling in front of our eyes. Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, Johnny Manziel, Jadeveon Clowney. Everybody loves a good train wreck, and everybody loves a good quarterback controversy. Guess what? There's a reason for that. It's because they're not all that different. When you think about a quarterback controversy, think about the implications. Where are you at that juncture in a season? In the scope of a 2-3-4-year plan, you have two quarterbacks. Overwhelmingly likely, neither of them are the guy. Or one of them was, and now he's hung up. He's not quite what he was. He's at the twilight. What got you to that position? Does the front office pick guys well? Have they done their job? Identifying talent, finding value in the draft, free agency? Maybe not. Is the coach getting the most out of his players? Is he tailoring his scheme to fit his talent? Or is he kind of just winging it? 9 times out of 10, when you have a quarterback controversy, it's not good. It's not a good thing at all. But we love it. We love the dirt, the juice, the drama, the sex appeal. Just like we love a good train wreck. A quarterback controversy is no different than a car pulled over on the side of the road, causes miles and miles of traffic backed up. Yet we rubberneck. And to this point, that's kind of where you are with the Eagles. You have a guy in Nick Foles. Overwhelmingly likely, he's not the guy. The Eagles are probably going first-round quarterback next year. There are going to be 9 draft-eligible quarterbacks. You better believe the Eagles are going to take one. It's probably not Nick Foles. And we knew coming into the season, it's not Mike Vick. I actually said this. Didn't have a show at the time. But I said it. There was really nothing Mike Vick could do to justify coming back next year. In fact, the better he played, the less reason you had to bring him back. because that means that Chip Kelly could take the anti-Chip Kelly quarterback. Reckless, small hands, turnovers, injury prone, hangs on to the football, and polish him up. Make him a viable starter. The better Mike Vick played, the more confidence you had not in Vick and what he could do for you in 2, 3, 4 years, but what Chip Kelly could do for you. And Nick Foles, listen, we'll find out tomorrow at 1 o'clock what he's got. I understand he came in, threw 2 touchdown passes, completed a decent amount of his throws, piled up some yards. Is he really the guy? When you look at Nick Foles, do you see Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson? Is that the guy? We'll talk later on in the show. We'll get to that later. Why it seems Nick Foles is so embraced, why we're so willing to talk him up and hype him up as if he could be the guy, as if this was a possibility. We'll get to that later. But here and now, understand where we are. It's an iffy period if you're an Eagles fan. Quarterback controversy. Is the front office drafting guys well? Is the coach coaching them up well? Do you have a guy on your roster today who can win you games? I don't know. I guess we'll find out tomorrow. There is, however, good news. There is good news. The one thing that typically accompanies a quarterback controversy that the Eagles don't have is a locker room split. Remember when Brett Favre came to Minnesota and it was Tavares Jackson and Sage Rosenfels? Brett Favre? The key word of the day became schism. The team was divided. Locker room picking sides. You don't have that here with the Eagles. The first thing that the players said at the podium after last week's win against the Giants, we have 2 starting quarterbacks. We have 2 starting quarterbacks, which says 2 things. 1, everything I just said about where we are as a team, where we are as a fan base, it's kind of iffy ground. I mean, it was weighted language. 2 quarterbacks usually means you don't have one. But what did it also intimate? Something good, positive, uplifting, bodes well. It's that the team just wants to win. Remember how they came into the season. Defiant, outspoken, outgoing. DeSean Jackson. Chip Kelly just needs to name a guy already. LeSean McCoy echoing much of the same sentiments. Remembering Mike Vick was the guy that they grew up playing Madden with. He was their idol, their icon. Someone that when they were in high school, dreaming about what their careers could be, they were looking at Mike Vick doing it. That was the landswell of support for Mike Vick at quarterback. And now, guys come out and they say, we've got 2 quarterbacks? It's somewhat negative. 2 quarterbacks means you don't have any. And some have gone as far this year as to suggest that the Eagles should operate in a 2-quarterback system. I'll tell you what, it's not Northwestern. I mean, for all the talk about Charlie College and trying to do things at the NFL level that don't really work, and you're not putting Mike Vick as your slot receiver. You're not bringing in Nick Foles as a closer in the red zone. So there's that part of it. But what else does it also intimate? That the players just want to win. LeSean McCoy, DeSean Jackson, all using, quote-unquote, 2 quarterbacks. We have 2 quarterbacks. We have 2 guys. We don't have a starter. We have 2 starters. We don't have a guy. We have guys. This team has been 8-8, 4-12, 6-10 in the last couple of years. They just want to win. That is a huge, huge positive for this football team right now. It's a huge positive for the football team. And moving forward, you know that you have a group of guys who just wants to win. Whoever is leading them, that's good stuff, especially since they're echoing the sentiments of their coach. one way or the other, whether it's just that they want to win, that they've been down and out, that they've had bad times, that they understand what it's like to lose, understand the mortality of their careers, they only have so much time together to try to get this thing moving in the right direction, or they're buying into what their coach is doing, despite the fact that right now hasn't really been a whole lot of success in the Chip Kelly era. They're 2-3, tied for first place in the NFC East, a ton of yards. But would we call this an A effort right now from Chip Kelly? Would we grade his results on an A level? Don't think so. And yet the players are either buying in still, despite some early hiccups, or they just want to win. Either way, good news if you're an Eagles fan. 609-573-3776. Text ESPN in the message to 89,000 at MKH973 at 97.3 ESPN FM. Coming up, the Phillies made a hire for Ryan Sandberg's coaching staff. But they've got to make another one. The most important one. It's Matt Hammond, Scott, you and you here on a Saturday, 97.3 ESPN FM.